This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midrash Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. L'shachos, there were rooms. Tachas Ezras Yisrael was under the Ezras Yisrael. Remember that the Ezras Yisrael was 15 steps, which means 7.5 amas higher than the Ezras Noshim. So there was empty space under the Ezras Yisrael. The entrance to those place, to those rooms, upsuchos, they were open lezus anoshim. The entrance was from the lezus anoshim. Sheshom alavim nesim kineris nevolim mitzaltaim l'chol klishir. They would put all the different types of musical instruments over there. It was a storage. Ezas Yisrael ha'isoirich meyo amo ushloshim v'chomesh al-reichav achas esre. We had before that the Ezras Noshim was a square. It was 135 by 135. So the fact is that it was a direct continuation in terms of the width. That was the same 135, but it was a very narrow, called the length, was a very narrow, it was only 11 amas. The chain Ezras Kehanim, what he calls the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kehanim, both of them are part of the Azorah. In terms of Kedushas Hamokoim, they're both Osuf and Itmeim. Only men are allowed in. Ezras Yisrael is where the Yisraelim used to stand. Ezra Kehanim was the place already where the Kehanim would go because that was the Mokum Avoida. Yisraelim weren't allowed to go into the Mokum Avoida. So the Ezras Kehanim, the same width. The building was the same continuation of the walls. Again, it was 11. So we have 11 plus another 11 after the 135 length of the Ezras Noshim. V'roshei pispisin mavdilin ben Ezras Yisrael le'Ezras Kehanim. What divided between the two? They were like poles. There was a simon there, the Yisraelim are not allowed to go by to. Now, it's important the Mepharshim add a word over here. There's no Isser per se on Yisrael going into Ezras Kehanim. The Isser was shaloi litzayrich. This over here is a subjective issur. There's no issur of knisa zar. The Moshe Yisrael is not allowed to go into the heichal under any circumstances whatsoever. Kohen is allowed to go in litzarich avoida, shtachavo, doing the avoida, the menorah, the mizbech, etc. Even the Ezras Kohanim, the Kohanim are allowed to go in shalei litzarich. That was their place. They're not allowed to go past that. Also shalei litzarich. He says that there was more of a natural border. There was actually a step over there from the Ezras Yisrael, from Tzofen to Dor, running along the whole width of the Ezras Yisrael, Ugvoya Amo, even though normally a step is only half an Amo. On that step, on that raised elevation, Vaduchon, Duchon is like a platform, we'll see soon what it is, was noson aleo. Duchan is like our word that we use by Bechas Kaim, duchani, because we're talking about over here that was the place where the Levim stood on the duchan. Yisrael b'mamodom, kehanim b'avidosim, Levim b'duchonom, we say in davening. The duchan was a raised platform over there, that's where the Levim said shira. Kehanim would also go up there for Bechas Kainim. So that's the duchan, that was on that step. Ubo sholosh milas, this was like a platform that was made of stone. And it had three steps, shel chatzi chatzi amma, each one was a half an amma. Nimtzas Ezras Kehanim gavayim Ezras Yisrael shtei amma sumechta. The platform was an amma and a half, plus the step between the Ezras Kehanim and the Ezras Yisrael was an amma. So all together is a total of 2.5 ammas. Now the truth of the matter is what we just said is a little bit shver. Because the pashtus of the way it is that there was a step there, the actual karka of the Ezras Kehanim, according to Blazmi Yaakov, according to the Tanakhama, not. It was a level thing, and you need a Rosh Bispisbisin to divide between the two areas. Blazmi Yaakov says that the karka of the Ezras Kehanim was an amma above the Ezras Yisrael. The Itztaba then is a platform on the level ground of the Ezras Kehanim. It doesn't make the two areas divided by 2.5 amas. So there's a whole tumult in the Mepharshim over here because what we just said, Rashi and Yuma Daf Tezayin says that the Duchan is not part of the height of the ground. It's a platform on the ground. What they say is, you take a look at the Tver Yisrael, is that the words Nimtzis, Ezus, Kenem, Gavoyim, Ezus, Sol, Shtei, Amas, Umechza, is how you have to take out Lefidus Rashi. It's itself, it's a mistake. The Lefid, other Mepharshim, no. The Itzdaba wasn't a separate, the Duchan wasn't a separate platform. That was the height. There was a step there and a platform, and that was the height of the ground of the Ezus Kenem. And then you'll say that the difference between the two is Shnei Amas Umechza. Or if you want, you can be Miyashiv that this, the 2.5, is just where the Kehanim and the Levim were standing when they were in action, was Taka 2.5 above. But it doesn't mean that some Karka was actually at an elevation of 2.5 Amas. Like we said, the walls of the Ezus Noshim, the Ezus Yisrael, the Ezus Kehanim was all one straight Hamshech. So that's 135, we understand. But the length of it, which we had there, as Noshim, is 135. The Mishnah Deval only delineated the length of the Ezra's Kehanim. There's Yisrael, there's Kehanim. Each one was 11, so we have 22. But the actual full length until the back, which means after the holy area of the Mizbech, and the lead up to the Ulam, the Pesach Ulam, the Ulam, the Heichel, the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the area behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, the whole thing, with the 135, was 187. Deval, the Mishnah, is not cheshbon out for us. We'll have to see. Ushloish esrei hishtachavoyes hayu shom. Chazal Misakim, we had this before, legabi the mokem hapirtzis in the chel, that there were 13 mekoymois v'hishtachavoyes. So the Mishnah is just repeating that. I'm not in the chel, in the soivik. Abi Yosi ben Chon Noimer, these 13 hishtachavoyes keneged shloisha also sha'orim. They weren't keneged the pirtzis shabasarik. He had a different misari. There were 13 hishtachavoyes keneged the different sha'orim in the of the Azor. Now, it happens to be l'chayra that the Tanakama of shloisha hishtachavoyes, which we had in the earlier in the Mishnah that were keneged the pirtzis, not keneged the sha'orim, amuchrach umavur, because we had earlier in the first parak that there's only 7 Sha'arim to the Azorah. So how can you say 13 connected to Sha'arim and Azorah? So you look at the Rav and he says, yeah, the Tanakam and the Abi Yossi ben Chon are arguing about that. L'maisa, there's Mufarshim, they bring down from Atosis and Ksubis. Take a look over here, the Mufarshim bring it down. And they want to tie in that there's no Machalek's Tanoim. There were Taka 13 Sha'arim, there were 7 main Sha'arim, there were 6 side Sha'arim. And the machlokes is only about the shtachavoyes. The machlokes is not about the actual architecture. Now the Mishnah is going to be mefarat that a little bit. Sha'arim droimim smuchim l'mayriv. The sha'arim on the dorim side, which was closest to the Mizbeach. Smuchim l'mayriv to the side that's further in. Remember that the Azor ran from Mizrach to Mayriv. So smuchim l'mayriv is the Sha'ar Elyoin. It's so called because it's the highest in elevation, because the Harabayis ran upward from Mizrach to Mariv. Therefore, the one that's on the Tzad HaMariv is higher, at least a little bit, than the other ones. Shar HaDelek, Shar B'choyrois, Shar HaMayim. The Shar HaDelek, we had some of this before. The Shar HaDelek and the Shar B'choyrois and Shar HaMayim are listed off in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid. The Loma Nikra Shmoy Shar Hamayim. The other ones are Dava Pashut. The Delek was for the wood that was brought in. Becheres was because that's what Becheres was brought in. Shamayim, which water? What water? Shabayim Machnisim Tzloiche Shomayim Shal Nisuch HaChag. It served a very important function on Sukkis. That was a Iker part of the Chelek HaAvodah. Was that's where they pravid the Simchas Beis Sheva went over there. They brought in the Mayim for the Nisuch HaMayim. Reb Lezmer Yankiv Oimer. It's called Shahamayim based on a pasuk in Nevuas Yecheskel, which is talking about a gilui that's going to be actualized. Lasid lavoi, asidin ubay hamayim mefachim. The water flows in from there. Which water? Doesn't say. Asidin liyas yaitzim edaras miftan abayis. It's going to come under the doorway of the bayis. Clearly. In the Navi Yecheskel, we're not talking over here about the Mishnah telling you where there's going to be a sprinkler system. What we're talking about over here is some type of hashpo, which is called mayim, and the Navi visualizes that, and it's going to come through that place. There was a door that symbolized that that loss in Lavi, even though the Bayis Sheni wasn't there. Lumasim bitzofin smuchim lemayriv kineged the shorim on the tzad hadoroim on the soft tzofin, again closer to mayriv. There's another four gates, but they were parallel on the tzad hadoroim, tzad hatzofin, closer to mayriv, which was closer to the end of the Azara, the Kodesh Kadoshim side. The ones on the Tzad HaTzofen was Shar Yechonyo. The Mishnah's going to explain that. Yechonyo is one of the last kings of Malchi Yehuda in the times of Bayis Rishon. Shar HaKorbon. This was Kodesh Kedoshim came in over there on the Tzad HaTzofen, because Shchitosim B'Tzofen. Shar HaNoshim. Shar HaNoshim is something that we haven't had before. The women would come into the Azara to do smicha on their Korbonis, which is a big subject in a whole sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel. It's not klar whether women would come into that Zohar. It's klar that women are not mukhuyiv. There's no mitzvah hamukhuyevus of smich on a carbon of noshim. But rashoyis hem lismoich, they're allowed to. And the shalas, if they're allowed to, can they? If they're only allowed to, but they don't have to, then l'chor leaning on a behema should be me'ilah. So in the middle, that's why there's a back and forth. So the shalas, whether they came in to do the smicha. If they didn't come in to do smicha, why they come in? The Rav brings the Reb Bekitzer, is because the Baal HaKorban is supposed to be standing in the Azara Bizman Havaose, because he's supposed to be Oymir Al Kobone, like the Mamodos. The Shar HaShir. This was the Shar that the clay shir came in. This is a Rav in Shkolim brings this down. It was near the base Mitbachayim, that's where the Kahana would blow the Chatzoytzois for the Nisach Hayayin. So that's where they were bringing the clay shear. Says the Mishnah, "V'lomadik v'shmoisha yichonyo, shebo yotzo yichonyo begalusoi." And this is a very pivotal event in the history of Klal Yisrael. He was taken in the first galus, the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that we have in the beginning of Megillas Esther, where all the cream of the crop of the Talmid Chachamim of Yehuda were carried off, and that was the beginning of the founding of the Yishuv in Bavel. So I don't know, it could be just a historical episode of importance, and that's why there's a shar named after it, or it could be mean something on a deeper level, the continuity of Klal Yisrael, Davison. Sheba Mizrach Shar Nikna, the Mizrach was the Shar Nikna, that was the main entranceway. Ushnei Pispisim Oyoloi, there were two small doors on the sides, Echa Biminu Echa Mispoiloi. Ushnaim B'mayriv Lahoyo Lohem Shem, the two Sha'orim that were outside HaMayriv, weren't used commonly because they're behind the Kodesh Kadoshim. And they're not coming in from the rest of the functioning areas of further to the Tzad HaMizrach, that's the Ezras Noshim, and the rest of the Har Bayis. So therefore they were used very sparingly, and therefore they didn't have names. They weren't designated for any one specific use. Now we're starting Perek Gimel. Dervile, in the last few prokim, we were busy with the external structure of the Mekoymos of the Azara. We haven't gone into the Kelim. Now we're going to enter into the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was the biggest Kli, and it was in the Azara. And now there's a lot of complex architecture to understand exactly how the Mizbeach functioned. And that's what we're going to do in this Mishnah. HaMizbeach HaYashloshim U'shtayim HaShloshu U'shtayim. It was 32 by 32 amas. Here we have to give a little bit of akdoma. This is based on sugis in Pegeis and Mekoyim, Zvachim Daf Nun Dalid. And the Gemara over there describes how they built it, how they brought a base, and then they put a frame in order to put in avonim and then to cover it over. But without getting into the whole architecture, the first chelik of the Mizbeach that was on the ground was 32 by 32 amas. It was tall an amo. So it was a very short, it was a frame, 32 by 32, it was very big, but it was short. That wasn't the Iker of the Mizbeach, that was the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Now that Yisoid HaMizbeach didn't go all the way around. We'll see, then they brought another framework to fill it up with Avonim and Sid to cover it over to make it into a structure. And the next part was 30 by 30, which means it was an amma shorter on each side, to the height of 5 amas, so it was considerably taller. Then they brought a third part, which was 28 by 28. Again, that means it went in an amma, to the height of 3. So it was a height of 3, a height of 5, a height of 1, that's 9. We'll see the Mizbech was a grand total of 10, because the corners then went up, on the very corners, 1 amma, so that was a whole total of 10, from the ground until the very top. So here's what the Mishnah describes. Olo amma v'konas amma. It went up 1 amma from the ground. The konas, it went inward, because the bottom was 32, then there was the structure that was 30. Ze ha'yisoid. Nimtza shloishim al shloishim. The second part was 30 by 30. Olo chomish, it went up 5 amas. V'konas amma, it went in 1 amma. Ze ha'soiviv, that's called the soiviv. The Yisoid did not go all the way around. We'll see if the Yisoid, this was the Sherish of the Zrikas Adam, Shtayim Shenava, had to be on two of the sides, because two of the sides didn't have a Yisoid. But the Soviv is called Soviv, because that area of 30 by 30 by 5, by 5 went around the whole, all four sides completely. So it was Mesoviv, the whole area. Nimtza Esim Ushmoin al Esim Ushmoin, the third part was 28 by 28. Mekoim Hakronois Amo Mizer, the amo mizer. It was an amo from this side, it was an amo from that, that means it was a square of an amo. Nimtza, that the area in the midst of the mizbech that was empty, if it was 28 by 28, but the kanaim took up two sides because there were four corners, so then the area, the square area that was ponud lavoida inside was esim v'shesh al esim v'shesh, was 26 square. Mokim hiluch ragle kanaim, where the kanaim would go around, would be in between the kronos, amo mizeh v'amo mizeh nimtza, that besides for the walkway of the kahanim, it was a grand total of esim v'arba, al esim v'arba. That is the mokim hamarocha. That's the place where the fires, where the actual haktoros in the eish al gabe mizbeach was. Amr Rabbi Yosi, mitchila in this context means b'bayis rishon. Lehoyo el shmoyne v'esim, al shmoyne v'esim, was 28 by 28. Koinis v'elo b'midazu. It went up an amma for the yisoid, an amma l'soiviv, an amma to the mokum hakronis, an amma to mokum hiluch hakehanim. So it was 4 ammas taken off because it was the hiluch that went around on each side plus the kronis. Achenimtza mokum hamarocha esrim al esrim. Because the 28 was the yisoid, the 26 was the soiviv, the top was 24. The hiluch took off 2, that's 22. The karnayim, the kronos, took up another 2, so that's a grand total of 20. Kshalu bnei agoyla, when they went up, when they came back up, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, they made the mizbeach bigger. Instead of starting the bottom with 28, they started with 32. Kimin gamo. Gamma is like a nun, like a backwards nun. That means it's something that's on three sides and open on the fourth side. The sugin zvachim daf samach aleph samach beis has a whole cheshbon over here. The nekuda is like this: the place of the nisach hayayin v'amayim with every single carbon was on the keren dreimis marovis of the mizbech. This is a mishnah in a few places. It's a mishnah in zvachim in the sixth perek. Tomid we had earlier in the seventh perek. Bais Rishon, they would pour the Nesachim there. There was a boir in the ground in the Ritzpas HaAzara that was close to that Karen with the Yain and the Yain and the Mayim went in. And the Nesachim would go down, and it would go down the wall of the Mizbeach Kilu, and it would be Niklat in that boir. And from there it would go down to the Shittin, which was deep below in the ground. Bais Sheni, they were marchiv the mizbeach that the yisoid should be mechasa that place, that bor shabiritzba. And they made kenega that bor holes on the top of the mizbeach. What's brought down over here is like this. The pasuk says that the basic, remember that the basic description of the kelim is really before the base vision, it's in the Mishkan. So in the Pasuk, the first chelik of the architecture of Beis HaMikdash comes from the Mishkan. The first chelik of the architecture of the Mishkan comes before Parshas Truma, the end of Parshas Yisro. Mizbach Adom Tassali. What they understood then is that the Mizbeach has to be completely filled with Adoma. It can't be any hollow space. So Memela, when they poured the Nesachim, there was no hollow place for it to go down. They poured it on the side. Shoisusin Al-Kir Mizbeach went down, and it ran alongside the side of the Mizbeach into the bar that we just described on the bottom. Lemaisa Bebayasheni, they changed their understanding. It's hard to know exactly what's the machloikis. The Chachom of Bayasheni with Bayis Rishon, they're arguing with Shlomo HaMelech. But you don't argue on Chachom 400 years before. Maybe they understood inherently that there's a chilek. Neither one is ma'akev, but this is the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. But by the Bayasheni, they understood that the Mizbeach could have a mokum cholol, a hollow space, for the Nesachim to go down. And it's tequila, the shtia of the Nesachim that was poured on the Mizbeach should be burnt up. That says it should be nivla in the Mizbeach. The same way the Kabbonis will put it on the Eish al Gabi HaMizbeach, and over there they were kolo. So the Nesachim should be kolo in the Mizbeach, on the space of the Mizbeach. So what it did was they stretched out the Mizbeach, they extended it, and then there was hollow space in the Kronos that went down. And from there went down to the bar, to the Sheetan. So they extended that Ama here and Ama here. So instead of starting out with 28, they started out with 32 in order that the top should be should fill up that space. The Mishnah brings a pasuk. This is not your typical Mishnah. The Mishnah over here brings a pasuk. The Chazoin of Yecheskel and Bayishlish, it says like this. V'ho Ariel, Ariel is the name used over in Yecheskel for the Eish HaMarocho, for the Mokum HaMarocho on the Mizbeach. It's called that because Ari, the fire was crouched like an Ari of Kale. It's interesting. The whole Mizbeach as a whole is called over the Harel, the mountain of Hashem. What mountain of Hashem? Where's the Mizbeach a mountain? Rav Hirsch has in many places a whole Arichus, that the Mizbeach is really a place like a mountain that keeps alive the fire, the experience of Har Sinai. Reach Nichoach Isha Lashem means a constant renewal of the Eish, of the Dveikus Bashem that was there by Har Sinai. That's what the Mizbeach was. It's called Harel. So this is called Ariel. And the Pasuk says what we're going to dash now. Shtem Esrei, which means 12 Amos. 12 Amos by 12 Amos. Roichav. Oirech with Roichav. That means 12 by 12 square. Ravua. What does this mean? It sounds like is that the Mokim of the Atzei Maroch, of the Eish HaMaroch, was 12 by 12. Which is not true. Kishuoi malabas revov. Malamet shemino emtsa humoidid shtem esriyam l'chol ruach. It's not 12 by 12. It's 12 extended from the very middle. Instead of 12 by 12, what it really is 24 by 24. It's 12 on either side from the very center of the Mizbeach. It's 12 going in each direction. So it was all a 24 by 24 square. Okay, so that's the way we're dashing the pasuk. Abbas Revoiv means the four sides. The Chut Shel Sikra means Sikra is a paint of that's painted red. There was actually a place that was painted red. Choygre Bemtza, that was like Chagura, is like a belt, like a gartel. It was like a gartel around the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 amas above the ground. Lahavdil ben Hadomim Hol Yoinim, there are carbonus where the dam has to be put on the upper chelik of Mizbeach. Chatos Behema Oilas Oif. Ledom Matachtoinim to other carbonus which will put Lamata Bichut HaSikra. We don't find any mention in the Torah of Chut HaSikra, but this is Chazal's way of delineating the upper area and the bottom area. The Yisoid Hoy Mahalach, the Yisoid went around, Al Pnei Kol HaTzofen, Al Pnei Kol HaMayriv, the whole Tzad HaTzofen, the whole Tzad HaMayriv. The Oichel, and it held, it was there, B'Doroim Amo Achas, the Dorim side was almost non-existent, only Amo Achas. The Yisoid that stuck out was on the Tzad HaDorim, one Amo, next to the Tzad Marov's Dromis, Ube Mizrach HaMachas. That means it was there on all four sides, but there was a big space missing. The reason for this unusual structure is described in the Sugya and Zvachim by Richus, and that is Chazal Darsh in the Posuk, the Yankov Avinu says to Binyamin, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitroch, Baboike Yechalad V'la'ev Yechalak Shol, that this is going on the Mizbeach. You look at the Targum over there, that the Korbonos Baboike V'la'ev are put on B'chelkoi Shol Torof, B'chelkoi Shol Binyamin. Now the way it works like this, the Harabayis on which the Beis HaMikdash is built, the Chelek HaMizrochi was in Shevet Yehuda, the Chelek HaMarovi was in Shevet Binyamin. The Gvul between the two Shvatim was the Tzad HaMizroch of the Mizbeach, except for that Amo. There was a Ritzua Yoytzit Loshnav Chazal. There was a small strip that was an Amo that went out Michelkesh Yehuda on the Tzad Mayriv to the Kir Droimi of the Mizbeach, to the southern side of the Mizbeach, until the Amo, which is next to the Keren Marovis. So the wall of the Mizbeach, which was the Tzad HaMizrach, and also the Tzad HaDroimi of the Mizbeach, were in Shevet Yehuda. If there was a Yisoid there, that means that the Yisoid, the place where the Mizbeach is standing, is Benachlas Yehuda. So they made that there wasn't a Yisoid. The Yisoid on which the Mizbeach stands has to be Bechelek Binyamin. That's the Zeres HaKosov that was seen by Yankov Avinu. So Mela, the place where there was a full Yisoid was in the Keren Tzvoinis Mizrochus or Keren Dremis Maravis. That's Shaykh to Binyam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.